time for the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, everybody. Hello, Easy Organic Gardener listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, bomb composter, gardener, entrepreneur, worm farmer, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to join you this hour. I would like to start off by wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. This is a great opportunity to be thankful and honor all of the special women in our lives. I'm thankful for all the great women in my life, especially to my grandmother who taught me about gardening and the love of growing our own food. My other grandmother wasn't much of a gardener that I know of. All I can tell you is she sure knew about cooking. And so, this is just a great day to reflect. Hey, when you get a moment, take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page and become a friend. And be sure to follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. So this hour is a special edition of the radio show. The entire hour will be devoted to questions and answers recently submitted to Dr. Bug Lady. For those of you who saw our post on Facebook and submitted your questions ahead of the show, you will be entered in a drawing to win a $100 Arbico Organics gift certificate if your question is answered on the show. For those of you who are listening and call in during this hour, you will also have the opportunity of being included in the drawing. All right, so let's get going. Whether you have a question about a particular pest, a lot of people want to know about household pests like ants and roaches and termites. And if that's what you'd like to know about, crawling insect pests, I mean, down here in the Southwest, we have terrible issues with scorpions and, you know, those kinds of bugs that bite like kissing bugs. And I'm going to suggest that for those of you who are interested in hearing about garden pests, this is a great opportunity for you to call in and let us know about what's going on in your garden. And I know it's been really cold, but rumor has it that it's going to warm up. I am just amazed that this is one of the coldest spring times that we've ever had in the history of our planet, I guess. You know, I mean, it's pretty serious. So there's always controversy about climate change, and I guess this is just part of it. But apparently, occasionally we do get these very cold winters, and so we just happen to be in the midst of one right now. So the other thing that I'd like to talk about, of course, are issues like if you have a problem with your fertility program, excuse me, or you're interested about critters in your garden. You know, everybody seems to have problems with critters. And also, if your issues are a disease, a lot of people have problems with weeds. And excuse me. Anyway, so I'm open for business. I'm open to hear what you would like to talk about, and also I would like to hear from you as far as what's going on in your garden with the questions that are plaguing your garden. Anyway, I'd like to get started here by looking at some of the questions that were submitted over the weekend, over the week. We had to have received your question by May 8th. And so one of the questions that were that was asked was, I have a problem with Japanese beetles. And Japanese beetles, of course, are something that has become completely out of control, particularly in the northeastern part of the United States, although they're found as far north as Montana and as far west as, I believe, parts of Utah are now noticing that they're there. So in any case, the thing with Japanese beetles is that they were brought over probably, you know, as cargo that people didn't realize were brought over as cargo on a ship at some point in time. And when they were brought over, there really weren't many natural enemies to them. And so they do they do a lot of damage. They wreak havoc on people's plants and their gardens. And so the question that was asked was, I want to use milky spore and beneficial nematodes to control Japanese beetles. Which one should I use first? Or does it matter if I use one before the other? And it's a very good question because a lot of us, you know, I want to be sure that people understand that using biologicals, it's so easy. You don't require special equipment. It's so quick. And so the answer to the question is really no, one does not need to precede the other. They work differently. And so, first of all, let's talk a little bit about beneficial nematodes. And you hear me talk about them a lot on the air. And the reason that we talk about them so much is that, you know, I mean, they are amazing creatures. These guys are spectacular in terms of how they work, and they're multi-purpose. And so what they are is they are actually roundworms. They are microscopic. They are related to earthworms, and they live in the soil. And we've talked about them before. I just want to be sure that for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, or maybe we've never heard us talk about them, that they're not to be mistaken for pest nematodes. Now, pest nematodes versus beneficial nematodes, there are two types that we like to talk about when it comes to pest nematodes. And, of course, those are the ones that are phytophagous, phyto meaning plant. Those are the ones that actually hurt plants in their roots. And you've heard people talk about them, root knot nematodes. Nematodes, for example, those are the guys that, I don't know if you've ever seen in a grocery store a carrot that looks like it has a twin. It's like two carrots and misshapen and whatnot. Instead of just being one solid length of carrot, you see one, it looks like there's an extra piece of carrot growing on to that particular carrot. And that's a perfect example of root knot nematode damage. So those are the phytophagous ones. Then we have those that actually attack mammals. And when we talk about those guys, we're talking about the ones that attack people and pets, and we'll be talking about things like hookworms, and we'll be talking about also threadworms like Strongyloides and hookworm being Negator americanus. And so these are the ones that do enormous damage. Generally, they are picked up through feet or hands when we put our hands and feet in soil, much like our pets. And once they get into a small cut, they come in through our bloodstream, and eventually we cough them into our intestinal system, and eventually they lodge in the intestines. And some of these guys are pretty scary looking under a microscope. They have razor sharp teeth, if you will, that hook onto our intestines and stomach, and these guys just love to suck, and they make us weak over time. And with really bad cases, you can actually die. Good news is most people go to their doctor, they submit a stool sample, and sure enough, they're able to detect what they have, and they have medications that you can take. So the ones that we're going to be talking about when we come back after the break are the beneficial nematodes and how to use them to take care of Japanese beetles. So the important thing is that, not all bugs are bad, but they're part of the food chain, but this is just one of those insects that doesn't really have, as I mentioned, natural predators. And so we're going to be talking about milky spore and nematodes. So when we get back, I'd love to hear from you with your questions. And remember that we're offering a $100 gift certificate to any of Arbico Organics' amazing products. So the number to call is 800-300-4597. And I'll be right back.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. We're talking today, actually this is a special day. This is a day of question and answers with Dr. Bug Lady. And we have taken some questions over the last week from some of our customers, and they've asked questions that they would like to have answered on the Easy Organic Gardening Radio Show. And for those that we're going to be addressing today, they are going to be put into a drawing, and they will receive a $100 gift certificate. For those of you who are listening, give us a call at 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. 800-300-7645. And you'll also have an opportunity to win a $100 gift certificate as well when your question is answered by moi, Dr. Bug Lady. We were talking about beneficial nematodes. The question was, I will be using both NemaSeq and Milky Spore, but I want to know if there's any order they have to be applied in or waiting period between applications of one or the other. Can't seem to find that information on the website. Thanks. And so we were talking about what did we use Milky Spore for and NemaSeq beneficial nematodes, and in this case, therefore, a Japanese beetle infestation. So with regard to the nematodes, the beneficial nematodes are the guys that actually live in the soil, and they're parasitic to pests. And so what happens is they attack the larval stages of pests. So we're talking about the kinds of pests like ants, roaches, termites. We're talking about fleas and ticks. We're talking about thrips and caterpillar pests and beetles, grubs. And that's where we get into Japanese beetles and grubs. And so we're talking about the different types of nematodes, and so there were the pest nematodes that we discussed before the break. Now we're talking about the beneficial guys. So these are an amazing product. They're multi-purpose, as you've heard, and what we do with them is we mix them up with water. We use a hose in sprayer or just a watering can, and we apply them to the areas where the pest is infesting the ground in its larval stages. And so with Japanese beetles, they have a very, very large grub, and the grub is really what does the majority of the damage because it's feeding on roots, and so it compromises the plants. So in this case, with regard to Japanese beetles, we're going to use both our beneficial nematodes, in this case the product that's called NemaSeq, and our Milky Spore. And so the way these guys work is you apply them, as I mentioned, and then they seek out their host. They crawl around in the soil, in the ground, until they actually find that larva. Once they find that larva and get inside through body openings, through the walls, through spiracles, the first thing they do is vomit a bacteria that they carry inside of them, and that bacteria begins to multiply. As it multiplies, it begins to cause death to the pest, and at some point it triggers hormonal activity in with the nematodes so that there's so that they begin to reproduce, and eventually their juveniles leave what's left of the host and move on to another host. So it's quite an interesting process, and they just work so well. The thing about Milky Spore is it's specific to Japanese beetle. It contains bacteria called Bacillus papilliae, which infect the Japanese beetle larvae as well. And it's a product that you apply again to the soil, and it can last in the soil for 15 to 20 years. So generally only one treatment is necessary in most cases. In warm climates, you can get control in about 1 to 3 years. So this is something that you apply that after a period of time, it will actually take care, mitigate, and get rid of the Japanese beetles. On the other hand, you want to use the Milky Spore because that's something that is specific to Japanese beetles, and so it makes sense to use that as well in conjunction with. But the answer to the question is you can apply one or the other. It doesn't matter. You can apply them actually at the same time if you like. So here's another question. How often for fleas and ticks? We would like to use beneficial nematodes for caterpillars and weevils in our backyard. And how often should I apply the nematodes for grubs? Okay, it's Mother's Day, and so people are calling to wish me Mother's Day, and I'm going to laugh because the phone's going to keep ringing. Anyway, the question was, we would like to use beneficial nematodes for caterpillars and weevils in our backyard. I'm concerned about our cat because it uses the yard as an outdoor litter box. Can nematodes harm a cat that steps on the treated soil daily? And the answer is absolutely not. Nematodes, beneficial nematodes, that is, are so safe they do not require EPA registration. And these are the ones, again, that only harm insect pests in the soil, and so they will not cause any harm to cats or people, dogs, and or plants. So you can use them liberally to treat all the pests that bother cats and dogs, like fleas and ticks, in your backyard, and have no worry whatsoever that they're going to hurt our pets. And I'm hoping I'm going to hear from somebody who's listening right now. I know it is Mother's Day. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody. 877-300-7645. I'd love to hear from our listeners right now. And the question that comes up is, how long does an application of nematodes last in the soil? And I think that's a pretty good question. These are all questions about nematodes, obviously, that are coming up. And the answer to that is, nematodes are just amazing creatures. They actually travel about 3 feet in their entire life. And so what that means is that, you know, they can go in a circle, they can go in a zigzag, they can go in a straight line. So, excuse me, it's really important that we make sure that when we apply our nematodes, that we apply sufficient nematodes. So we talk about the three rights, the right amount of nematodes in the right place and at the right time, the three R's. And so it's very important that, you know, we know these guys can move around, but if they don't reach their host, they're not going to do their job. And so they will continue to live indefinitely as long as they find a host. And so, I mean, you know, you could conceive that at one application would be sufficient. It really isn't, though. And so we do recommend, particularly for really bad infestations, that you apply several times until you actually see that the pest has diminished or is no longer there. And it's kind of an interesting situation because you don't see dead insects. What you see is an absence of insects. And so with that in mind, you know, you just have to keep looking. Anyway, we're going to have to take a break here in about 3 seconds. And when we come back, we're gonna start talking about flies. I know everybody hates flies, and they are a major pest. And so give us a call at 877-300-7645. I'd love to hear from you after the break. I'll be right back.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry. It's Mother's Day, and I want to wish all of you mothers a happy Mother's Day. And let's face it, we all had a mother sometimes. So glad that we're here today. And with me is going, who is going to join me right now is Katie from Michigan. She has a question for me, and so I'm so excited that she's called in. Hi, Katie. How are you doing today?
Mother's Day.
Hello there. You finally came on.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I have a card from my daughter right here, and it's so beautiful. She had a chance recently to go to England and France just for a week, and she purchased a beautiful card. It's a picture of a very old picture from that was actually painted in 1755, and it's a mother and a little daughter, and they're embracing, they're hugging each other, and it is so beautiful. And she said to me, "Mama, saw this beautiful piece of art and thought of my beautiful madre. Thanks for loving me. Have a wonderful Mother's Day."
Wow.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, so that's very sweet.
So I'm just gonna
deserve it.
Well, thank you. I'm just going to hang it up. I have two beautiful children. How about you?
Oh, no, I can't have any children, but I've enjoyed many other people's children.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of sisters. So.
Oh, good for you. So you've got lots of other madres in your family, so to speak.
You betcha.
Good
and,
for you.
I bet you would make an awesome mom, too. I'll tell you, I was telling the guy that answers the call to the screener, I was telling him, I said, of all the talk shows that I have ever listened to, which that's pretty much what I do a lot, is listen to a lot of talk shows, you are definitely the best female talk show person ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's
sweetest.
So heartfelt.
I mean, really, I've listened to so many different ones, and it's like, you know, I mean, there's male or female, you know, I'm pretty particular, you know, some get to be annoying and this and that, and you are just such a sweetheart.
Oh, Oh, thank you. I'm sending you a big hug right through all the wires and whatnot. Thank you so much.
Well,
that means a lot.
I'll tell you, the way you are, you've got to make anybody feel really warm. You're just such a good person. No matter who you have for a guest or who the callers are, I mean, you really are a sweet, sweet person. So,
well, thank you so much. I'm overcome with emotion, and I really appreciate that. And I'm just so grateful to everybody that listens, and it just warms my heart to hear, what I call people when we have what's called the gap: gratitude, appreciation, and praise. The gap. It's the highest form of a place that we can get to, and there's so much that we should be grateful for. And, you know, we often spend so much of our time looking at all the negative things instead of looking at all the positive things that are out there. So
you got it. You're absolutely right. And definitely gardening is a positive.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a question. Have you ever heard of the assassin beetle?
Assassin beetles? Yes,
yeah.
I have. Yes, I have.
They're making it over here now. Now, we've never had them. As long as I've lived here, we have never had them here in Michigan. And now all of a sudden I'm seeing them, and it's like, the only thing, like, my husband has done some research about them and found out that some of them can be very toxic. Their bite can be really bad, but they actually give you kind of like a Lyme disease type thing.
Right. Those are the triatomas, and so we have to be careful about these are very interesting insects, because some of them are actually very beneficial, and others are not so beneficial. So,
really?
They're much like we were just talking about those nematodes, how there are pest nematodes,
right,
and beneficial nematodes. Well, we have the same thing that goes on with what we call assassin bugs. And the genus is Redubius, and it's interesting because that the Latin word reduvia means hangnail or remnant, and so there's a large. It's a very large cosmopolitan family of predatory insects that do predate on pest insects. But you're right, there are some that predate on people, and
mm-hmm.
I sort of have had many issues with the trichoma, also known as the kissing bug. So,
right,
that is the one. In fact, anytime you find temperatures of about 90 degrees, at least in where I live in Tucson, we have to actually start sleeping under a mosquito net, because I get such a severe allergic reaction to these guys. They bite, my husband, and they bite me, but he doesn't have the allergic reaction to them that I do. So we are very careful in the evening to, as we're coming and going in and out of the door, they're attracted to light. So we're
okay.
Very, we close the door as fast as we can. And, of course, everybody in the house sleeps under a mosquito net. And you have to tuck it in also, because they're sneaky. The good guys, though, they are pretty amazing, because they work much like other beneficials. They have what's called a rostrum, which is a long, it's like a proboscis that they inject saliva into their prey. So they actually predate on pests, and they will actually find the pest, and then they inject this rostrum. And what it does is it injects a lethal saliva, much like our green lacewing do. except the green lacewing cause a paralytic reaction in the insect, and then they suck out the liquid. In this case, this saliva liquefies the insides of the prey, and then they suck it out. And so it's sort of, there are enzymes that predigest the tissues that they swallow. And some of them look like praying mantids. They actually can, they have four legs, and they catch and hold their prey. And others, you know, they do not have the forearms, but they have this way of getting close to the pest, and they attack it, and suck out all the juices. Of course, the ones that, you know, I mean, there are actually some really amazing ones that actually eat termites.
Okay.
There are some that eat millipedes. There are actually some that, which I love, predate on bed bugs, because bed bugs are such a terrible problem right now.
Right.
But the ones that are the, you know, the tough ones they're the Triatoma species, and these are the guys that are called kissing bugs, which, you know, they basically tend to bite sleeping humans in the soft tissue around their lips and eyes, although I have been attacked while I've been sitting at my desk at night working, while I've been sitting in a chair, and they have actually attacked me on my arms, my hands. They are awful. And
how can you identify the good one from the bad one?
The good ones are the ones that you'll find around plants. They're the ones that are predating on plant pests, the quote-unquote bad ones. These are the ones that you see in the house.
Okay.
The kissing bug is very, it has obvious markings, and we're gonna take a break here in a second. So if you want to stay through the break, that would be great.
Okay.
But if you have other things to do, that's okay too.
No,
but basically,
no.
They're black, and they have a red band around the outer wings, and you can see they have this, it looks sort of like a proboscis. And that those guys you'll see crawling up walls. You'll see them on the ceilings at night.
Yeah,
they're attracted to light. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about kissing bugs and other bugs. And so for those of you who are listening, we are giving out a $100 gift certificate for anybody that calls in right now that you can use for Arbico Organics wonderful products. So don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. I am Sherry Herrera de Fry, and want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. With me right now is one of our listeners, Katie. And she's calling from Michigan, and welcome back, Katie.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
So, for those of you who are listening, Katie called in with a question about assassin bugs, and, today what we're doing is when you call in with a question, you're going to receive a $100 gift certificate from Arbico Organics that you can use for any of our amazing products. And, the weather is finally warming up, so, this is a great opportunity to use that, gift certificate, for anything that you need as far as your fertility program is concerned, if you need beneficial insects or organisms. So I urge any of you who are listening to give us a call. And Katie, well, you know, over the break, I was one of the things that occurred to me is that the kissing bugs, certainly the ones that are the pest, they also have a name called the cone nose bug. And so that's one of the identifying features of them is that they do have sort of a cone, a shape in the front of them. And as I mentioned, they are black. They're about an inch to an inch and a half.
They're about the size of a wasp, right?
Yeah, yes, about the size of a wasp, and they have red along the outer edges of their wings. And the thing about them is that because they survive on mammals, their habitat is generally near the nests of pack rats or other rodents. And I know for us, we have lots of pack rats and rodents. I mean, there's just no way around it. What I've noticed, of course, is that this particular insect, as I mentioned, it is drawn to light during the daytime. It's hiding out because it's hot, and generally it gets in through your home, through the doorways, gaps around doors and screens, or up from crawl spaces, and then it moves to areas during the daytime where there's low light, darkness, like in closets or under furniture, and of course where I have found them after they have attacked me is in our mattresses.
Oh my gosh,
when they bite, they really make you sick. And, you know, I don't know how it's been for you, but for me, I wake up and it's the worst kind of itching and burning at the same time.
Right.
And you just go, oh no, oh my gosh. Oh, here we go again. Because, I mean,
Can I ask you another question about
sure.
them? Do you think, because wood ticks like are attracted to heat, and do you think that these bugs are maybe attracted to our body heat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. They need a blood meal. They must require a blood meal before they can mate. And so that's why you find them in, where rodents are, out of doors, and then they get in because they're attracted to the light. And, you know, obviously we're a great little meal for them. And like I said, they generally like, you know, around the face, the lip areas where it's very soft, that which is where that the name kissing bug came from, that, you know, I have had enormous issues with them. I mean, I remember being pregnant with my first child, and they got me on the eye, and I mean, my entire eye was swollen shut for about 3 days. Talk about
that's awful.
I know. So
are
that's
they,
why.
Are they foreign though? Are they maybe from another country or something?
Well, actually, very good question. And you know, they have been. They traditionally came from southern areas, and they have been migrating. Now, the thing that's that we're, you know, I mean, first of all, I mean, a kissing bug can sound pretty cute, but these guys carry a very not so sweet disease that generally you find in South America, but the scientists are saying that it is going to make it up to our neck of the woods. And this disease is called Chagas disease, C-H-A-G-A-S disease. And it's a parasite-borne ailment that's, that in its acute stage, you have enlarged lymph nodes, fever, eye swelling, enlarged liver and spleen. And it can lead to heart and digestive diseases. And it is believed that Charles Darwin was bitten by kissing bugs during his explorations and actually suffered from Chagas disease. So, you know, this is something we're going to have to be careful about. One of the things that I noticed, though, is as soon as you start to get the rain, they go away. And the reason they go away is that there are entomopathogenic fungi that actually get created when it gets more humid. And those guys actually get rid of, they attack kissing bugs, and that gets rid of them. So here in Arizona, we wait until, you know, we are on high alert and, you know, making sure that at night before we go to bed, we are checking ceilings. We're looking at, you know, we pull back the mattresses.
Right.
We make sure that we are looking everywhere that they might be hiding so that they don't attack me. It's interesting because there are certain people who are allergic and others that are not. They bite everybody, and they're
right.
sucking on everybody. It's just not everybody that has the issue with them. And of course, they do fall in line with the assassin bugs, and there are, as I mentioned before, there are some really great ones that predate on insect pests, but these are the guys that, you know, we want to be careful about when in terms of humans.
One bit my husband on the back of the neck, and it was solid black. He just wrote me a note and said, it's solid black, and it did burn. He said it burned.
Oh, yeah, they burn.
Really fierce, but I'm wondering if they go through, you know, certain stages where they are solid black at a time that they didn't get the red yet or, you know, something like that. I'm wondering.
Actually, there are different species, and the ones that we see here in Arizona has the little red edges on the wings. But black is, you know, and when you kill them, which is one of the things that, you know, we're looking for them at night, and I don't generally kill insects. As scorpions, I remove. But these guys you can't really remove. They're not, they fly. And so we use a fly swatter. And when you hit those guys, you see the blood that comes out of them. And so
okay.
it's a little icky. But what can we do for them? You know, some of the things that we can do is, I like to keep, a bottle of our, Eco PCO spray. It is a great product. Katie, that uses essential oils, and when it comes in contact with the cold nose kissing bug, that kills it within seconds, because the essential oils, which we call octopamines and hexadroxyls, what these guys do is they stop the neuroreceptors from working, and It's a pleasant odor. You know, some of the products come with odor, some of them don't. But some of them they smell like perfume because they're using rosemary and thyme and pine and so oils. And so that's something that will be helpful.
Put it along the woodwork or something.
That's a contact spray. The other thing that I recommend, of course, is our diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth is something that you can put along thresholds, you can put along windowsills, any place that an insect will, where it will traverse into your home.
Okay.
That when they walk through that, it's going to cut their exoskeleton. Now, they're not going to die right away. They will dehydrate eventually and die. And so that's another way to keep these guys out. I mean, the other way is at night, just turn off the lights outside, keep the lights low inside, and when you are going in and out of your house, you're going to want to, be extra, extra careful that you don't let them in.
That's for sure. I'll tell you, we just started getting them, and already I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Wood ticks were bad enough, you know?
Well, it is true. And one of the things that I also recommend that has worked for myself and for my son, who also seems more susceptible, is I purchase a homeopathic remedy. It's an acute homeopathic remedy called APIS. A-P as in Paul, I-S as in Sherry. And APIS is for stings from bees or wasps or scorpions. And even the kissing bugs that we're talking about. And if you do have an encounter with one of those guys, and I recommend you keep some in your home at all time, either the 12X is just fine, and you take that, it's going to make your suffering a lot less. I mean, I am just sold on it. I mean, before I would get huge swollen areas and lots of pain and suffering, and now within about half an hour, everything goes way down, and I'm not miserable like I was before.
You take it orally then?
Yes, goes right under the tongue. Well, okay. Guess what? It's the end of our show. I want to thank you, Katie, for listening and being here today, and for those of you who tuned in, thank you so much, and again, have a wonderful Mother's Day. We'll be back next week with another great Easy Organic Gardening show. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. Make it a great Easy Organic Gardening week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.